Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Smith. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second, the left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third, the second baseman, Andy Rees. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbell covering, for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch takes first base on ball four. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rausch moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Rausch scores. Rees moves to third. Ott moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rausch. The throw from Sparrer and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to second. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to third. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville scores. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Clark steals second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lindstrom. Clark scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Clark. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leach. The throw from Sparrer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. Reese moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Ott moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to third. Terry moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Spurrer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Spurrer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurrer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Ott reaches second base with a double. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Dugan pinch hits for Lance Richborg. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Smith pinch runs for Joe Dugan. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Smith now playing right field. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Lindstrom moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Johnny Cooney now pitching. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Hubble moves to third. Rausch moves to second. It's 7-2, Giants. Shanti Hagen pinch hits for Freddie Leach. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubble scores. Rausch scores. It's 9-2, Giants. Tony Kaufman pinch runs for Shanti Hagen. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Kaufman moves to third. Reese moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Clark. Terry reaches second base with a double. Kaufman scores. Reese moves to third. It's 10-2, Giants. Bunny Hearn now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Reese scores. Terry moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-2, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh now playing left field. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welsh. Clark reaches second base with a double. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Clark moves to third. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, Giants. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Leggett pinch hits for Bunny Hearn. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sparrer moves to second. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sparrer moves to third. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparrer scores. It's 11-4, Giants. Pat Collins pinch hits for Jack Smith. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.